Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long. So I can offer my personal endorsement without a question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
No, Bruce.
I've actually heard that from you more often than some people would feel comfortable with from a financial advisor.
Well, that's true. We can jump right into that, actually. The biggest telltale sign about whether you're working with somebody who's really your advocate or whether somebody is basically just giving you what you want is how often you come to them with an idea and they say no. If your advisor or your broker is constantly saying, yeah, I could do that, or yeah, I'll look into that, then you definitely have a certain type of advisor, and you can figure that out for yourself. It's very similar to the parents you've probably been talking about today. And then if you have an advisor who is willing to tell you no and defend why and keep you from, well, spoiling your dinner with that sweet cookie, then you know who else you're working with.
Well, the irony, of course, is you have said no to me a lot, and all that has done, at least for me, is increase my respect for you, because I don't need you to say yes. I need you to give me the best advice. And when it comes to money, far too many of us laymen want to follow whatever the trend is. And as you have taught me over the years, most financial trends, by the time they're identified as trends, they're over.
Yeah, certainly never in the first or second inning by the time, you know, Jim Cramer's screaming on TV about it.
Or the annual roundup of the top-performing mutual funds.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's almost a guaranteed no-repeat list, by the way. If you look at that list in January, there's been study after study that's been done that shows that there's almost, without fail, never a top 10 repeater, and a lot of those managers end up a year or two later at the bottom list.
Which makes me always wonder how much luck plays into it.
Well, you know, one thing that you can always bet on is that human nature is going to steer you wrong more times than not when it comes to investing. I mean, you talk about the people asking for things in trends. 1999, every client was screaming for technology stocks. And as you know, because we worked together back then, you know, we talked about the mania, and we said a lot of no's back then. 2002 and 2008, at the bottom of the last two recessions, everybody's screaming, sell my stocks and buy me bonds. And, you know, again, if your advisor said yes, you know where you were, and you know how well you did if they said no. And now the biggest hot topic right now is, you know, and you've brought this up to me several times too, is should I buy gold?
Every commercial on TV and radio seems to be gold, gold, gold.
Sure.
So, do we buy gold?
Well, and that's a loaded question because you know the answer to that. So, you know, our response to the buy gold now answer was actually not a no, but it was, well, not exactly. As you know, we've got a very sophisticated answer to the reasons why you would buy gold, the debt, the inflation issues, et cetera, that aren't just as simple as buying gold. You know, we use emerging market debts as a hedge. We use TIPS. I mean, it's a very sophisticated portfolio we've put together instead of just going out and buying gold coins or the ETFs that are out there. But how easy is it for somebody to pick up the phone and scream, I've got to buy gold, to their stockbroker? And how many times are they going to hear, well, we like the idea behind it, but let me tell you 2 hours of reasons why you need to have 17 different things instead of just buying one ETF.
Which, of course, then makes them more money but doesn't necessarily maximize your opportunities. Given that our segment is called Family Financial Matters, I know that you had some thoughts as to this concept as it applies to family. So I'd love to get you to go there.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we can parallel what we just talked about back to the very simple concept of when a child asks a parent for something. You know, the proverbial trip through the Toys R Us, where everything in every aisle is, and I wanna, and I wanna, and I wanna. And, you know, the lessons that we impart to children at that point that moment can really make an impact over their lives. And similar how you've said to me, that when I've said no to you and explained to you why no was not a good idea, you talked to you great about that in the article, about explaining why this might not be good for you. It's the same thing when a child asks for something and the parent has an opportunity. We talked last week about those teachable moments, an opportunity to explain why they can't have something right away. Maybe teaches them the value of working hard for something. Maybe teaches them to have respect and appreciation for it when they do finally get those things, instead of that quick feel-good, be your kid's best friend moment by saying, yeah, Billy, I'll give you that, you know, Transformer toy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How else do you feel yes and no applies to managing our money, both as a family person and just as individuals, and in your role as an advisor?
Well, the other place that no really has to come into play, and as well yes, is if you're working with an advisor or a money manager who you trust to do more than just buy and sell things on your behalf, then you get into the issue of budgeting. How much can I afford? And Bruce, I mean, you're great about checking in with me for things like major purchases and homes and whatnot. You use us as a sounding board, and that's great. And those are opportunities for running financial families' finances that your trusted advisor, whether they be your financial advisor or your CPAs, can really play an active and valuable role. And to the point of where I've got one client I'm thinking of right off the top of my head. They're well within their means. They're set for retirement. And I've actually had to tell her yes, because she hesitates to spend money because she is so concerned and worries. And she, you know, she wants to do the things and enjoy her life in retirement, but hesitates to do so. So sometimes, believe it or not, it's not just the sage saying no. It's the, hey, yeah, you can go out and you can reward that. And you can reward yourself with that. And I guess you could probably make that parallel, again, right back to your children. Sometimes, you know, it's not always say no at the right times, but at the same time, you also want to make sure you strategically say yes as well.
Well, that's ironically what Pastor Drew said in our previous segment. We are running almost out of time already, Jim. This topic might be worthy of further discussion. Please tell my listeners about your newsletter and how to get it.
Absolutely. So we write a periodic newsletter. It comes out at least every quarter and then more often as needed. They can get it by, and but Bruce, we always forget to tell people, they can get it by following the link on your website at bruceallen.com. North Pier is right there. You can just click it. But if you want to send us an email for the newsletter, send it to info@npier.com. That's info at N like the direction North Pier, like the fishing pier, .com.
Okie dokie. We did not actually talk about tax day at all. I just realized that, and it just passed.
Hmm. Well, Bruce, we talked about Wesley Snipes last week, though.
And, okay,
and close so here's enough. The tie-in, and Wesley said no to taxes. So.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you, Bruce.
Good. All right, well, listen, we'll talk next week. Thank you so much. It's been a really good segment.
Take care.
Okay, bye, Jim. It is time for another break. That was a very quick response. I know there's a reason I have this guy managing my money. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And you can listen to any of my shows on the radio show tab at bruceallen.com. We will be right back. This is the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View.